Yeah, it's a great question. Obviously, we've talked a lot about that today. The key things that make Hagee different is the boom is in the front. Again, we talked about it's just a preference. Some folks like to have the boom in the front for visibility, seeing what's happening out in the field. Could be odd-shaped field sizes, could be going around a lot of waterways. They just like having that visibility of the boom in the front. Other key feature of a Hagee is 73 inches or high clearance application. So we have that high clearance application for those late season applications in corn, fungicide, insecticide, things like that. And then right now, all-wheel steer. So the ability of having one track. So there's a couple things to all-wheel steer. When you're making that turn in crop, there's just the one track making that turn and running down crop. The other is just maneuverability. So being able to make that turn a little quicker and tighten that turn radius up. That's unique to Hagee. The same things are all, everything you know of John Deere Tech. So whatever that is, whether it's the G5 displays or the 7500 receivers, the enhancements to OpsCenter and tracking data, all that happens in the John Deere application portfolio, which Hagee is just a part of.
So it's like you were talking earlier, when you go through and you plant the crops and you've got those yield, those planter markers, that Hagee was going to pick it right up right away and know where everything was.
Yep, that is one of the things that have really come up in the last couple of years. John Deere's technology called AutoPath is recording exactly where that planter is traveling. And then that data is transferred into the ops center, and then that data is coming back into the machine. So the machine exactly knows where to drive to stay off those rows. And that is made it so those postseason applications are a lot simpler. We can make less tracks to those.